This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for November the 12th of 2024. The name of the patient is Cirilo. Excuse me, the name of the patient is Manuel, M-A-N-U-E-L, last name Cabrera, C-A-B like in boy, R like in Roger, E like an echo, R like in Roger, A like in alpha. Number one, the patient has the patient is 83 year old, Hispanic male. That is a retired police. He had more than 30 years of service in the police department, and has been a retiree for a lengthy period of time. Recently, was seen in emergency room at Advent Health on October the 12th. And the reason for the visit was left flank pain. The patient had evidence of acute kidney stone with left hydronephrosis. Then the patient eventually passed the stone, took it to the urologist, and we don't have the composition or the analysis or the results of the stone analysis. Period. What we know is that this patient has a history of primary hyperparathyroidism, that parathyroidectomy was done in the beginning of 2023, that the hypercalcemia disappeared, but we know that this patient has not changed the way he eats. He is very much sodium dependent. Period. A very detailed explanation of the relationship between hypercalciuria associated to high sodium intake that makes is a major contributory factor, and or the presence of a second parathyroid adenoma, as was mentioned in the visit to endocrinologist. The elevation of the PTH wasn't that clear. There was no evidence of hypercalcemia, so the observation has been recommended. However, we have to make a stone analysis in order to get to the bottom of his problem and start the treatment that he needs. For the time being, the recommendation is a low sodium diet and increased fluid intake. Number two, the patient has a parathyroid nodule. Whether or not it's going to become active, it is something that has to be followed very closely. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, a history of malignant neoplasm of the prostate that was treated with surgery in 2010. Following number, a history of arterial hypertension that at the present time is under control. Following number, the patient has a coronary artery disease with multiple stents. The patient has been asymptomatic, and he is followed for the coronary artery disease with the cardiologist. Following number, the patient has a history of peptic ulcer disease. He had also a GI hemorrhage that was significant, and apparently colectomy was performed in one of the episodes of the surgery. Oh, in one of the episodes of the bleeding in the gastrointestinal tract. Following number, he has been a smoker for more than 30 years, has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, that at the present time is compensated. Following number, the patient has mixed hyperlipidemia that is under control. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab and the past history and all the details that are important and relevant for this visit in the face-to-face 25 minutes, in the documentation 10 minutes. Revaluation in 3 months, we're going to do and run the stone protocol in the urine for the time being and continue the evaluation of the parathyroid gland. Change in the diet has been recommended. Thank you.